Egypt. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for us to the God of us, ever to the after the portion from us, the post of the symptoms, in an examine of the Vanga Mazovasi, the Daniel, the window so that in the past of an Mustagaba, for the Lord to get care of you, that truly is temple, that truly is habitation, and it draws in you, it cares for you, it cares for that same body of yours. He cares for that same body of yours. His care for you is constant. It's constant. It doesn't change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Never rescinded, never canceled. Glory, 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 glory. As a church, we call ourselves blessed in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Good evening. How are you doing? Glory, Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Remember where we are in our teaching ministry of Jesus. Where are we? Just finish Matthew 6, right? That means we should be starting Matthew 7 today, right? Do you know what starts Matthew 7? Judge not, and shall not be judged, right? So if I bounce on that, people may think I'm reactive. Intentionally, I'll push it forward. So I show you here on Saturday. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Sorry, I forgot what you just said. You don't understand me. All right. So let's do our salvation. Amen. Let's reboot it again. 301. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew chapter 16. You know, when we start our salvation, we don't rest till past 10. For those of you that you miss service on Monday, okay? Saturday is coming. Oh, my jolly friends. Pilot, you are welcome. Pilot that is scoring 90s. Let's celebrate in common. Hallelujah. Celebrating well, come on. In fact, if you have not scored 90 before, celebrating very well. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's awesome knowing that people are ready to beat Bugis record right from Kaduna. No, it's awesome. Well, thanks a lot, sir. Amen. So are the brethren over there? They're fine. Okay, thank you. How is the sky? Have you seen God? Have you gone beyond the troposphere? Is it yours? Ah. Okay, oh, is there? That means you have not fly high enough. Thank you. Matthew 16, verse 13. Let's read together. One to go. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that the Son of Man am?" No, the name of Jesus, that name Jesus right now is not strange to our world like in the Bible days. In the Bible days, it was possible that some people are totally ignorant of his existence, totally ignorant of Jesus. Who is Jesus? Is he one carpenter? No. But no, right now, like I can say, it's no longer strange to our world. But many knew him, but they refused to honor him. That's the point. Name Jesus is already part of our world. Like part of the world means, I'm not talking about the Christian world, it's already part of the woman world. So it can be easy for you to just know him without giving him the honor due to him. Many also have received him for other reasons, save for the purpose he came. I just said two things. Number one, many knew him but refused to honor him. Also, that means... also, then, secondly, many also receive him for other things, save for the purpose for which he came. That means you receive him as a plenty things, food as a deliverer, even some other religions, when they are in a critical situation that they need an emergency intervention of God in less than 2 seconds, they don't remember to call all those long names of their idols. They call the name Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Thank you. So it's already part of our world. So what we believe about Jesus matters a lot. Amen. Say what we believe about Jesus matters a lot. So verse 14, and some say that thou as John the Baptist, some say Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. 15, and he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. Say the Christ. Say the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, don't forget, the Christ, that is Christos, means the anointed one. He's not the only one anointed in the Bible. The prophets too were anointed, like you saw in Psalm 105, when he said, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophet Noam. So he's not saying he's the only anointed one, but he is the anointed one. That means the one anointed to fulfill prophecy, the one, the real anointed. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only reason why anyone else is called anointed, either before him or after him. Praise God. Come on, are you with me? Say he is the Christ. Say he is the Christ. So the Christ is Son of the living God. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He now said in verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Of course, there are two schools of thoughts. Some say, well, is it a direct revelation, or Peter has looked through scripture and seen this verse, see the next verse, come on. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church. I didn't answer that question. It's one of the two, but I stick more with, because you don't, if you understood them from scripture, then that will bat understanding. Then I didn't think the next statement that Peter made later on should be a reality. Like, you get what I'm saying? If truly he understood from scriptures that, from the scripture, I can understand from scripture that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then why should he doubt the advent of Jesus in the same chapter? But anyway, like we know that even believers, they still mess up at times, despite all you know. So the other scripture is that, is it that the Holy Ghost just whispered to him at that point? I didn't think so. So I will say definitely this, what Peter has gathered over time. He has been reasoning about it. Yes, he has learned from scripture, then he has been reasoning about it. Are you with me? Say, I allow God in my thinking. Rapayos, are you alive? Say, I allow God in my meditation. Okay, so now see the next verse. This is where I'm going. And they said, and I say also, verse 18, right? And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what is the rock? The revelation that he said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. So he's saying the church. He's not saying the church is built on Peter. Praise God. Bible clearly said the apostles, they were built upon the foundation of the apostles, but Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Are you with me? So it's not saying the church is built on Peter, but the church is, we come alive upon seeing Jesus as the Son of the living God. Let me say it again. The church will come to be as upon seeing Jesus as the Son of the living God, as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And such a man that has seen Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, the gate of hell cannot prevail against such people. What is the gate of hell? What takes men to hell? Sin cannot prevail against the church. Sin cannot prevail against, what takes men to hell cannot prevail against the people that have seen me in my office of a Savior. Is the Christ, the one anointed to take care of the sin of humanity. Praise God. And he said in verse 19, and I will give. The word will there is not actually there in the Greek. The only word there is didomi. It means I give. It's not what I will give in the future. It has always been given and he's still giving it. So I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be lose in heaven. Remember, I've taught you under the Lord's Prayer that the binding and losing starts from the earth before it actually happens in heaven, that the will of God is done on earth as is for it to be done in heaven. Mark 16:15. So what are the keys of the kingdom? We say, I give you the keys of the kingdom. And we have like our normal highfalutin, unsatisfied academic brain usually do to us. We have gone to the left, to the right, except the context of which it is written, to look for the keys of the kingdom. And we have seen 7 keys to this, 24 keys to this, 1 key to this, 2 keys to this. But well, if you read very well, you actually see the key of the kingdom. What is the key of the kingdom? The revelation of Jesus. That's all. Say the revelation of Jesus is the key of the kingdom. That's the point. That is the entrance into the kingdom of God. That is what unlocks the kingdom of God. Do you want to know God? Do you want to know the Father? Do you want to know how He saved? The key is the what? Revelation of Christ. So the key is the revelation of Christ. Matthew 11, verse 26. The key is the revelation of Christ. Whatsoever you seek in God, the key is the revelation of Christ. Matthew 11, oh, that ticket is over. Well, so, Father, from 25, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Hallelujah. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say to see the Father, the Son must reveal. Say the key to the Father, the key to the kingdom, is the revelation of Jesus. He now said in 28, therefore come unto me, because he is the key. Come unto me. Are you with me? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and what will I do to you? I will give you rest. I will satisfy your curiosity of divinity. So Mark 16, verse 15. So the keys of the kingdom is that revelation of Jesus. That is the platform on which sins are remitted or retained. The revelation of Jesus. Your response to the gospel of Christ. That is the platform on which sins are either remitted or sins are retained. See, the same thing he's saying in Mark 16, verse 15. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So the gospel cuts across, is a dividing line between the saved and the unsaved. We don't call a man a sinner until he rejects the gospel of Christ. The same thing he's saying in John chapter 20, 21. John 20, 21. Yes, you are writing. You are opening your Bibles, please. The revelation of Jesus. This is what we should be after. This is what we should seek to put out. The revelation of Jesus. Think about it. It's so funny that every problem you bring to Paul, he will use the sacrifice of Jesus to teach you the solution. Philippians 2, you will see him there. Ephesians 6, you will see him there. The revelation of Jesus. How do I treat my family? How do I treat my wife? Husband loves your wife as who as Christ loved the church. How do I treat my workers? Masters, give to your servants equal and just portion, because you also have a master in heaven. Are you with me? Praise God. You want to teach somebody humility, meekness? Philippians 2, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ, who though was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be made equal with God. So, that revelation of Jesus is the joker. You see a man struggling with one thing or the other, Romans 6, the revelation of Jesus is yes, the solution. You show him Christ again. Say one Jesus. Say one Jesus. All men, all issues,
That's the point. All issues you bring. If God cannot help you by the revelation of Christ, you cannot be helped of God. Any problem that revelation of Christ cannot solve, God is not in charge of such solution. Are you with me? Talk about healing, same revelation of Christ. Matthew 8, 16, 17. He is healing, is it that he might be fulfilled? He is healing right now that it might be fulfilled. That is the one that came to die for our sins. So John chapter 20, just using it, that one to wait for you. From verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That is more of an instruction, not an invocation, not laying of hands. Verse 23. Let's read together. I want to go. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. That is John's version of Mark 16. That is the same way to say, those who believed are saved. Those who does not believe are damned. It's not saying go around the streets, tell anybody you don't like, tell them that your sins are retained. No. What retains sin is a rejection of the message of Christ. That's what retains sin. He has given us a ministry of reconciliation, not a ministry of retaining people's sin. So what retains sin is a rejection of the revelation of Christ as touching salvation. Amen, amen. John chapter 1. So, salvation is not about receiving something he gives. It's to receive him. Is to receive him. Is to receive him in the scripture. Is to receive his purpose as written in the scripture. John 1:12. But as many as received him, for you know this cuts across both Old Testament and New, to them gave he authority, exousia, power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, as many as receive him. It's not about receiving a package that he has. It's not about receiving a good marriage from him. It's not about receiving a good job from him. But it's as many as receive him. John chapter 6, verse 24. John 6, 24. You can receive a package from him, yet you are yet to receive him. You can seek him for things and you get the things, yet you have not received him. John 6, 24, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they took also shipping, and came to, they traveled, they sailed, came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, oh, Rabbi, they didn't call him teacher. You think that is enough, right? They have honored him. They said, oh, wow, they looked for him all around. When commence thou either? When have you been there? You didn't carry us along. But verse 26, if you are there, please, let's read together. One, to go, guys. Yes? Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. 27, come on. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Say for him. At God, the Father, sealed. That is the approval of God. Is the authentication of God. So, labor for the revelation of Jesus. More than you labor for food. More than you look for Jesus to put food on your table, look for Jesus to know who he is. Look for Jesus to know who he is. That's what he's saying. During good days, during bad days, during ugly days, seek Jesus for who he is. It's not wrong to use the power of God to fix your issue, yet in fixing your issue, still seek him for who he is. Don't take one and leave the other. It's not saying, Jesus is not saying here that I regret giving you the fish and bread. No, it's part of the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the point is that if, for instance, we have so much of a perfect government, you know, actually, gradually we are having AIs, artificial intelligence, robotics coming up, right? Let's imagine that there is now a time that every work, you wake up 6 a.m. to go and do your computers, everything. I think bank sectors, they are the easiest that they can just tackle of you. Sorry, not you. I mean, they are the easiest that AI can easily take over. Are you with me? Are you with me? With all this, thank God. You know how much ATM has reduced, how ATM has reduced the crowd in banking? At least by 70%. If not for ATM. So let me just assume that there is AIs everywhere, artificial intelligence, robotics, etc. You know, and you should not have a stable economic. That means anything people sweat to do, robots can do it. Like you now. So maybe all you just need to do is just tell the robot each day, just wake up, just tell just tell the robot in your office, do this. So 3 clothes for pastor, 2 for his wife, 1 for who else do you make clothes for? Yeah, amen. Just design it. Okay, just perfect this design, just do it. And everything is working, there's power. You know, for instance, NEPA is one reason that a lot of us seek God. No, yes, as that power field just come, you just start seeing your life that, God, which type of life I have? You don't think so? It gives you a psychology that, which type of life is this? Amen. Praise God. You need to go travel to some countries where power does not grow off at all. We also have in this country anyway, some places. But just come back and say, okay. Remember there was a time that I spent months out of Nigeria and everywhere we saw other, it's in Nigeria. Over there, just see them sanctimonious, orderly, like, just say, sir, stay here, sir. Yes, sir. As they drop in Muritala Muhammad. Hey, like the spirit was enter them. You enter the plane so orderly. Once, sir, you can go, sir. Yeah, yes, you can go. As they are coming down, it's like the thing just enter them again. They are power. maybe I say there's a power in charge. It's not power in charge. People are just free. They just get nothing. My country. Funny dump is what you met. Garbage in, garbage out. Sorry. Anyway, leave that. So I'm saying, imagine there's AIs everywhere, artificial intelligence, and you don't really have to go and do all this manual work. And everything is working fine. That means you just wake up in the morning, watch TV, eat. In fact, you know, there's a guy that I said, he cannot come and suffer. You have seen the robot can feed you, you know, just you open your mouth, and now it's cleaning, you know, and then just as from your bed, you just descend to a swimming pool, you know, like coming to America, like just circulate you like that, and life continues. Will you still serve God? That's a question. We also come to church. We see labor. Like I have been trying to take this thing from the mind of several of you. Secretly in your mind, although you are writing exam, you are doing class, but secretly, as you say, God, see the word I have known. Aishwama. Secret is still there. You are not, you are still trusting this word to make you a man. It's still there somewhere. And the course now, I've told you ahead of time. Don't say, no, pastor, this is 4 years with the word. And I'm yet without a day. What is happening? Hallelujah. Praise God. So that was the point. Because that is actually what failed in advanced countries. Like the story Pastor Nanka said that a Nigerian preacher got to, is this somewhere in Norway, and was preaching, yeah, you will have visa. You have free visa to, if you are in UAE now, you have automatic entrance to any country in the world. If you are a US citizen, that's why their visa their passport is the strongest. You can enter any country in the world. That is how strong they are. You don't need to apply. So you get to the country, you say, you will have visa. You will. Which one did he say again? What? Like, no, we have places that you can hardly say one is higher than the other. Everybody. For instance, teachers, do you know we have teachers? When we actually converted the money, teachers in Dubai, UAE, we have teachers that are paid over 900K monthly. Teachers are actually paid more than... Please, you want to run away? You are not going. They are paid that much just to teach. Some people are receiving. Normal BSc, not professor. Normal BSc. Normal first degree. So the question is, if everything is actually working as it should, divine, will you still come to church? So we seek Jesus for the right reason. This must be the foundation of your Christianity. I am not saying that, I've not said now that things will be bad or, no, that's not the point. But there's a reason for seeking Jesus. We seek him for that revelation of Christ. I don't know why lots of people, the reason why they will say yes, it's you may not understand, okay, but it is irreverence. Just like you are saying, a program featuring salvation, the word, breakthrough. You put healing. Healing is fine. Deliverance. Breakthrough. You now put all those in. It's more like you put clearly in your house. Eh? You married a nice wife and you put in your house things I love most in this world. My wife, my iPad, my car, you know, every time although the woman is the first in the list, but every day she sees it. What will happen? That means you don't value, like, for you to put both of them together, things I love, my system and my wife. Something is missing. Do you get that? Praise God. So if you say, reason for which I seek Jesus, the word and money. That's dishonor for the word. Do you get that? Now, I am not saying if money is coming, now say, no, I'm for... That's not what I'm saying. But in your you know, a lot of people, when they did all those abundance things that they are already keeping quiet gradually, because you can't sustain it now. You can't shut it for too long. People have done it ahead of you. They are calming down. Anyway, so like the point is, it's not even what they are saying. Is why should this be an emphasis? That's the issue. Who wants to be poor? MC Ann. Who prayed to God this morning? Father, for the sake of consecration. Who? Anybody? 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 Not even Jesus prayed such prayer. John chapter 5. John 5. Look at your Bible. So this is, if we can imagine, if God can just speak, maybe, let's say God just speaks with a baritone voice from heaven, so loud and clear, and everybody can hear, and say, in the next 1 year, nobody should pray for things in church. Everybody could hear that, don't pray for things. Next service. Good. See, smart guy. Then you just go to mosque. That guy is smart guy. He said, ah, that means, hey, God, it's church happy. Good guy. Oh, yeah, Josh. I have heard that in, even in mosque, prayers get answered. Okay, thank you. So, John chapter 5 from verse 1. Know the story about staying in this lay a great multitude of impotent folks of blind out with that waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel winds down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water and whosoever then falls. No. And verse 5, and a man was there which had an infirmity. How long, guys? 38 years. That's bad. The devil is a bad devil. So we cast out demons. Amen. Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been long a time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered and said, please focus on this answer. I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, just rise up, just go, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured. It is a Sabbath day. I'm going to say stupid people. It is not lawful for thee to be healed. That's sad. That's the height of hypocrisy. No, you cannot be healed on a Sunday, on a Saturday, or whatever the Sabbath is. 11. And he answered and said, sorry, oh, I didn't know I would be healed too now. He said, he that made me whole, the same came to me, take up thy bed and walk. So what did he call Jesus? He that made me whole, right? That's all he knew. Then asked they him, what man is he that said to thee, take up your bed and walk? Verse 13, let's read. And he that was healed, wist not that it was Jesus, for Jesus had conveyed himself away in the multitude. Okay, 14. Afterward, let's read together. Yes. Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. I will not ask you of the worst thing than 38 years. Amen. And 15. What did the guy now do? The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Hallelujah. So what can you see there? So what is sin no more there? Believe the gospel. Believe in me. Not just receive what I have. He's saying, hey guys, sin no more. Less. There is something worse than sickness. That's condemnation. It's done in Saturday, 7 a.m. Try and be here. That's condemnation. It's worse than 38 years on a spot. And condemnation will set in when you don't see Jesus in his office of a savior. John chapter 9, verse 9. But John 9 from verse 1. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parent, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, it's not because anybody sinned, but right now the power of God will be manifested in him. That's the paraphrase. Verse 4, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is dead. The night comes when the old man can't walk. He's not saying, I made him blind so I can heal him. That's his terrible translation. Verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clear of spittle, and he anointed his eyes, and the man of the blind man with the clay told him to go and wash in the pool. And he came back seeing. Verse 8, neighbors therefore and they which before had seen him that had been blind said, is not this he that sat and begged? The question, verse 9. Some said, this is he. Others said, it's like him. It's his shadow. It's his twin brother. Therefore said they unto him, how were thy eyes open? He answered and said, a man. Say a man. That's what he saw Jesus as. A man that is called Jesus. This one even knew his name. But yet, a man that is called Jesus made clear, did something in my eyes. And I came back and I received my sight. Verse 12, they said unto him, who is he? He said, I don't know. 13, they brought him to the Pharisees, who was blind before. It was Sabbath day. Verse 15, Pharisees asked him how he had opened his sight. He said unto them, he put clear upon my eyes. I wash and I see. Verse 16. Let's read together. 16, want to go? Thank you. Because he kept not the Sabbath day. Others say, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. 17, come on. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him? And he opened his eyes. He said, he is a what? He is a prophet. Knowing Jesus as a prophet is not enough for salvation. I know that is elementary, but please write it down. We have some religions around today. Jesus to them is one of the prophets. You are correct, but that is not enough. Prophet is just a mouthpiece. Yes, he prophesied, but that is not enough. That is not the revelation of Jesus. That is not the key to the kingdom. Not just to see him as a prophet. Let's fast forward to verse 24. Then again called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or no, I don't know. One thing I know, once I was blind, now I see. Then said unto him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He says, I have told you already now. What is your issue? You want to be a disciple? They reviled him and said, thou hast his disciples. That's verse 28. We are whose disciples? Moses' disciple. 29. We know that God speak unto Moses. For as for this fellow, we know not where he is. Next verse. Want to go? The man answered and said unto them, why hearing is a marvelous thing that you know not from where he is, yet he hath opened my eyes. Next verse. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. So he said, oh, yes, Jesus is of God. He is of God. Not yet enough. Next verse. They answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sin. No, it's the idea. The idea that everybody is born in sin is a Pharisee. It's a Pharisika. Sorry. It's not Karishika. Amen. It's a Pharisee. Come on, help me. It's a Pharisee idea. Amen. That everybody that is born to you, you are born into sin. No, you are a Pharisee. Amen. No. There's no, don't call a man a sinner until he has rejected the message of salvation. The babies exist in a stage called innocence prior to hearing the message. What is innocence? Understanding Genesis series 2. Get it there. Where are we? Verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said, does thou what? Believe. Amen. Glory to God. I think since what Jesus did for him the first time was to open his eyes, maybe as he sees him this second time, he's just okay. I think the next thing you need right now is, do you need a wife? Can I give you a wife? Can I get you a wife? Can I get you a job? What can I get for you? What was the next thing Jesus said? Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he? Wow. Who is he, Lord? That I might believe on him. Let's read 27 and 28. We want to go, thank you. And Jesus said unto him, thou art both seen him, and it is he that talketh to thee. 38. And he said, Lord, I believe, and worship him. Amen. So healings is not enough for salvation. John 14, verse 1. Healings is not enough for salvation. Jesus is the key. The revelation of Jesus in redemption. That is the key to the kingdom. The kingdom is salvation. The kingdom is a new creation. John 14, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Like they were wondering, it's like, who are you and who is God? He just said, just keep it simple. Believe in God. He said, I have not told you to stop believing in God, but hey, believe also in me. Are you with me? It's not saying, yes, now forget God. It's okay. What you heard about God, keep it. But false belief also in me. He now explained for that in the next verse. Verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2, in my Father's house. He now say, I go to prepare a place for you. He is the Father's house. He said, you will be in me that God may be in you. That's what he's saying. You will be in me. You will be in Christ that God may be in you. The man in Christ is the man that is indwelt by God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Because in verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you out. Unto myself. Praise God. So Christ is that Father's house. Amen. Because where he will receive you to is not a building. It's unto himself. That where I am, there you may be also. Together forever. Forever collabo. John 14 verse 4. And whether I go, you know. And the way you know. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the truth and the life. Glory to God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's serious. He's saying, I am God's will, I am God's plan, and I am God's destination. Write it down that way. I am God's will, I am God's plan, I am God's destination. Do you want to know God? I am his will. You want to know his plan? I am his plan. Do you want to know God's destination for man? I am God's destination. Glory, glory, glory. Verse 7 is very key. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Meaning, you must seek to understand the Son for you to know the Father. You must seek to know the Son for you to understand the Father. He said, if you have known me, you will know the Father. If you have known me, you will not command fire. You will not try to command fire. You will not attempt it in Luke chapter 9. If you have known me, thereby knowing my Father, you will not say in John chapter 9 that was this man born, was this from heaven or from wherever that he was born blind? Your old theology will change. Write this down. The revelation of Jesus is the theology of God. Many try to study theology outside Jesus. You enter perversion. That revelation of Christ is the theology of God. In fact, Christology equals theology. Simple. Study of Christ. Because it is in Christ that you know who God is, what he does. So he now said in verse 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father and it will be enough for us. Verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long a time with you and yet thou hast not known me? Glory. Who was Philip asking for? The Father. Who was Jesus pointing Philip to? Himself. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, I know we have several religions. They love us to talk to them about God, living Jesus. Sorry, it's just impossible. We are trying. It's not working. Have you heard some people say, just preach to me, leave your Bible. Leave Jesus first. Tell me about God. Tell me how God forgives sins. No, don't mention Jesus. Are you with me? Praise God. That he is the key. The revelation of Jesus is the key to the kingdom. There is the key.
He that has seen me has seen the Father. He has not said, I am the Father. That's the point. This is talking about the revelation of the Father is found in the Son. How seest thou then show us the Father? It's a wrong question to look for God. It's a wrong question to try to serve God outside his Son. It's a wrong pursuit to be zealous for God outside his Son. Wrong pursuit.
So the Son must be primary in our understanding. He is the plan of God. Says the plan of God.
Verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he dwells the work.
Say the Father dwells the work. Say the Father dwells the work. You know, a lot of people, like I said, if you... I wish for us to actually understand the Bible, it's good you remove that idea of Trinity from your mind. Just take it away.
To know, because now, see, this is funny. Who is saying he's doing the work?
In him. The Father, right? When you get to Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after who? And by the Holy Ghost, in you, you go around bearing witness, right? Being a record, a proof by signs and wonders of his resurrection. Are you with me? So, Jesus said, he's the Father in me doing the works. And in the New Testament, he said that he's the Holy Ghost in us doing the works.
Praise God.
Blacks now. Don't put that dividing line. When you hear Holy Ghost, when you hear Holy Ghost, the way we use Holy Ghost, when you hear Holy Ghost, think about resurrection.
Are you with me? Praise God.
Think about resurrection. When you hear indwelling, but from Genesis 1, God is a spirit. In New Testament, God remains a spirit. But when God enters his destination, how did the epistle call him?
Yeah, and your duty has gone. He should have given you a dimension. Amen. So don't try and separate them too much. Are you with me? Praise God. You know, you still want to have, say, his Father. No, don't just, I say, Father is a, no. Which Father? No. The Father, hallelujah. Now, see, come on, you have bab some of the, you have bab your fatherly attributes. Who is fatherly here? The Father.
Oh, God. Where is Father Abraham? Can't find him. No.
So he said something here. Believe me for the very works. That's verse 11. Believe me. Look at the Bible, that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Are you with me? Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
So the works, what can you see from verse 12? There's something key there. Don't forget, he's not talking about miracles, signs, and wonders initially. What was he talking about? He's talking about himself, right? Believe in me. The revelation of God is in me, right? He now said, believe me for the very works also. So what is the peculiar thing about verse 12? Because he said in verse 11, you can believe him for the very works' sake. Come on. God's work, God's action. So, verse 12 will be what? He said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do. Why? Because I go to my Father. So, write this down. The works of Jesus should set you on a path to eventually believe the gospel, for men to believe the gospel. The works of Jesus. But he said, even if you don't want to believe in me, at least believe that I'm doing miracles. Are you with me? That means believing that I'm doing miracles is not bad, but that is not the end. The works of Jesus is to set you on a path to discover who he is. On the path. That means believing him for the very work's sake is not the destination, but that can be a path, a pathway, P-A-T-H, a pathway to later discover who he is. That is what you just saw in those same, in that John 5, John 8, John 9. After they have received miracles, Jesus went back to them. I am your Savior. Praise God. Sin no more. I am your Savior. Believe the gospel. Luke chapter 10, 38. Some also serve Jesus just for the sake of service. That one is worse. Like some people serve Jesus, they say they are Christians because you must be either a Christian or a Muslim. You go to church because that is where people go on Sundays. That's why I've seen people that say, don't worry, I do everything. I do the two. I do everything. So on Sunday, I do this one. On Friday, I do that one. I do everything. You lack the revelation of Jesus. So it's not about service. See, Luke 10:38. We saw Mary in verse 39, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard the word. Then everybody say, hear the word. 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Hello, Benche. Bid her therefore that she come help me. Verse 41, let's read, yes. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. The service is only necessary after understanding. That's the point. If, for instance, I tell you the truth, if maybe I get you just find yourself in another church tomorrow or something, and you saw all of them, and you saw what they are doing, first sack all the workers. Tell them to sit down. As long as you think singing in the choir is how you are serving God, you will not know anything. Like your brain, your brain will be so dead. Just tell them, sit down first. Now sit down first, spend 6 hours on Saturday making air. And use another 2 hours, letting each cloth, fighting over the clothes they wear tomorrow. Stompish. You know those terrible colors. Electric blue. Vampire red. Huh? Corporate brown. You want to do a concert or whatever you call it. And what you... Everybody's contributing. The clothes. You will never know God. It's impossible. That's the point. It's not that God doesn't want to show him. Because you have your duty already. Serving Jesus can hinder you from knowing Jesus. Like Sapis, she can be serving live stream. Everybody is blessed. He said, Pastor, it's not accurate. oh, Pastor, hold on, hold on, hold on. See where you are. Okay. Pastor, I want to snap you now. Okay. Pastor, smile. Okay. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Say, oh, come on, come on, come on. Ah, Pastor, tell Pastor Joel to shift. No, our bag is blocking the camera. Ah.
And introduction, she didn't write anything. Power of God. She's telling the Holy Ghost where to go to, so I'm not to block the camera.
Service
is not as important as knowing Him. That is why in this place, it is clear, right? Call below 60, below 70. We pull you out from whatsoever you are doing. Amen. I am so stereotyped. I can pack everything. Pack it home. Just packing it for another 6 months. That's 6 months without resetting. Are you ready now?
Yes. Yeah.
Because one thing is needful, guys. Hey, one thing. No, think about it. Think like, okay, how many of you are, okay. You know, like, you know what? Do you know that I do a survey right now? I can see almost half of people here are being choir one way or the other before. You have been choir before in your maybe old church, one church before. Let me see you.
Please, choir!
Mass choir, Abby? Children, teenagers, youth, districts. If I invite you to a program, I say, okay, which time is our own slot? Okay, we'll be singing by 10 o'clock. Okay, we will see us by 9:45. I'll see them with according to with long calf.
We have done it. We have spent years thinking that is serving God, and our head is so empty.
And if we see the Jesus that day, we say, crucify him. We don't know this man. Just finish singing about him. So it's not that we hate songs that much, but because there is something about human talents that takes away human brain from knowing God. Once we allow you to just use your talent without scrutinizing the head. So guys, you must praise God as who you are. Praise God with what you have got. What do you do, Brother Raphael? Use it to praise God. Brother Joshua, what do you do?
I say, if you are here and you have a straight face, you don't know how to smile, then we'll put you at protocol.
This I've said it last year. Let me say it for the sake of it. Will be a yearly utterance. The year that you see me, I am preaching, and one demon is standing beside the pulpit saying, I am protocol. Or if I'm invited to preach somewhere, I will tell the invitee, send that demon away, or I leave your pulpit. Let him go and write. Service does not take the place of understanding. They don't smile. Holy Ghost is moving. What is in suit? No, we have spiritualized suit. Like, oh, yours is suit. Ah. Six packs. Boom. Boom.
If you have some of your friends that they call them a worker, they don't tell them to go and resign. I said it. I'm not actually joking. They will not know anything, sir. Until they step down to learn, it will not come. We all did it. I did it. I drop all my portfolio, drop everything, drop, just travel somewhere.
That's when I now saw God. It's difficult.
Eh? No, it's not an utterance. I mean, you are saying, you might say, how can I tell him? Guy, you know that a keyboard, eh? That is the reason you don't know anything. You are going to sit down. Sit down.
I'm a keyboardist. Just Zach to the church. Bah, bah, bah. Don't worry. In this place, service is so boring. You, by the day you think you play keyboard, your pastor will just come. You know, key song today.
Service.
That's the issue with plenty today. And this is also why we are not even sure if a lot of people in our churches are saved. Because they are in the church for the wrong reason. That's the point. Don't come here to help God. Come for the revelation of His Son. Let His church decide, okay, now you can help us in these duties. And until you have understood that priority of the church, you should not be given duties. You should not.
Because that can distract you. You think you have arrived. You think this is all there is to service.
One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. Praise God.
So, 1 Corinthians 15. Many come to Jesus for the wrong reason. Not what he came for. The what must be for salvation from sin. That is why man should approach Jesus. That must be the primary focus. 1 Corinthians 15, together verse 2 to 4. Let's read. Yes, thank you. Unless you are believing in vain, unto you, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, the what must be for salvation from sin, not for prosperity, not that is the what. What? Let me answer one more question, then we close. We also have the how. Like how. Okay, now it's clear that what we come to Jesus for is what? Salvation from sin. Of course, I'm not talking to you. You are saved. But what man should come to the Savior for is for what? Eternal justification. Salvation from sin. Righteousness. The next question is how? How should I come? How should I come? There are two hows that is clearly emphasized in the Bible. You can either come empty-handed or you come performance-minded. Empty-handed, that means I have nothing to offer. Or what? Performance minded. Yes, I know your purpose. But can I assist you in doing your work, Jesus? Can you do half? I do half. Performance minded. A mind of performance. Almost half of the Bible is about this. Galatians 4, verse 21. Please open. Galatians 4:21. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of a bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by the promise. Which things are an allegory, figurative symbolism. For these are the two covenants. That means we can use this to relate to the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gendered to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and Asarai to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Don't forget, these are figures of speech. Do you get me? So he's talking about how you come to God. This is talking about works of the law versus trusting the grace of God. Verse 27, for it is written, rejoice thou barren that beareth not, break forth and cry, thou that travelest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac, are the children of who? Promise. He didn't say you are the children of one Jerusalem. So people are still looking for one female Jerusalem somewhere. You know, you say we are our mother is Jerusalem. He was not serious. He's not saying our mother is Grace. Don't remalize that. Just talking about the approach to God. See 29, but as he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. In case you don't understand what he was saying since, let's read chapter 5, verse 1. 1-2, go, guys. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. So I've told you that Ishmael does not symbolize Islam. He's talking about legalism. To verse 2, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that is a debtor to do the old law. Christ is become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are falling from grace. Verse 5, 1-2, go. Thank you. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So, you clearly see something there. Two things also written there. You could see Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. So, Mount Sinai was the point where men are required to come before God based on self-righteousness, based on their personal consecration. Like when you are required to come before God, that is what he describes. When you are required to come before God based on your personal consecration, self-righteousness, based on your how you can do it. That is what Sinai represents. Are you with me? Come on. Check Exodus 19. It is a representation of men coming before God based on works. See that place? Not even Moses could stand on that mountain. This is the day that the law was introduced, though. 19 verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go up, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. That's serious. Some people are still doing that today. So to do things to approach God is legalism. This is what Moses was trying to teach them this day, that, hey, guy, despite all your preparation, you will not see him. See the next verse. See verse 2, verse 11. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Verse 12. And thou shalt set bonds upon the people round about, saying, take it to yourself, that you go not into the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mountain shall be surely be put to death. 13. Let's read, please. 13. Come on. Read verse 15. 15. Come on. Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. Imagine. People don't read that when they are reading legalism. Right?
Yeah, not girlfriend though. Say you want to see God. In fact, stay away from your wife. Yes, and they did it. See verse 16. Let's read. And voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. I think after you have done what is being required, you should be able to stand, right? Huh? You should be able to stand. But no. 17, let's read it. Now, see next verse 18. It's because the Lord, that an angel, descended upon it. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, shake the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze. Many, hallelujah. Praise God. That's serious. Is it the Lord that is leaving us today? Which Lord are you talking about? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. As long as the basis of your coming to God is in the numbers of laws kept, is based on performance, such will never see the glory of God. That's why he's saying that as many of you that you seek to be justified by the law, you will fall from grace. All those ones, it happened because they preferred a legal way of coming before God than God's way. So, as touching justification, you don't tell God you have an idea. Justification, salvation is God's PPA. You will receive his own idea of justification. His own idea. The Son. Say the Son is his idea of justification. Go to Romans 3. Come on, open your Bible, be fast. Come on. The Son is the idea. This is the bad news of those who rely upon legalism, upon works for justification. You see somebody, okay, why are you doing this? Why, before you pray, you will bath, you do this. Why? So that I can be acceptable to God. Oh, bad news for you. What a bad news. Romans 3:20. I mean, wait for everybody. Rakim is still writing. You're not yet there. Romans 3:20. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, sirs. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Hallelujah. But in the other contrast, check Romans 5:21. If you trust God to do his work in you, Romans 5:21, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God. So where does condemnation come from? It comes from trying to keep the law to earn God's justification. To try to do things. Follow peace with all men. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Emoji. Read it very well. It's not saying follow peace with all men or else. You know, that's serious. Maybe we should be holy before they see God. That's Mount Sinai. That is rather talking about the believer's conduct. Be holy so that men can see God. Where? In you. Amen. I think I was still going to talk about that on Saturday. Okay. Romans 6:22. When I say, what of conduct? The same Christ takes care of your conduct. The same Jesus takes care of our conduct. Romans 6:22. What the laws of Moses could not achieve, Jesus gave you without self-effort. Glory to God. Romans 6:22. Being now made free from sin, you have become servants to God. You have your fruit. Say, I have my fruit. Unto holiness. Say, the end. Everlasting life. So you see, you don't tell a Christian to follow. He's saying he has his fruit unto holiness. Glory to God.
You don't tell a Christian to follow holiness to see God. We have our fruit unto holiness. We express holiness for men to see God in us, through us. So, it's clear that different religions of the world, they have presented diverse ways of coming to God. Prayers, fasting, celibacy, torturing yourself. They have presented diverse ways. When you leave the sun, you enter perversion. But glory to God, salvation does not require man drawing closer. It is God that came to us in the person of his son. Say God came. Say don't look for God, brethren. That's the point. He came to you. Receive the God that came to you. Receive Jesus, that's what I'm saying. He came in Christ. People leave the revelation of Christ looking for God in the Milky Way. You won't find him. Isaiah 62. Jesus is the rest of God. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the Mount Zion. So now I think you should understand Obadiah 1 something better right now. When he said upon Mount Zion, there shall be what? Deliverance, right? And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession, which we thought was a deliverance scripture. But praise God. Say Mount Zion depicts coming to God empty-handed. That means when you come empty-handed, hallelujah, you find deliverance translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Glory to God. They will possess their possession. They will possess eternal life. Amen, amen. They will be called holy people, a city not forsaken, eternal excellency, according to Isaiah. That's Mount Zion, because it's in contrast. We have Mount Zion in the Bible to tell you that this is not Sinai, to negate Sinai. That's the point. They are allegory. Thank you. So Isaiah 62, verse 1. Jesus himself stands as the guarantor and surety of our salvation. Please write this down. Every man on Mount Zion is God's responsibility. That's the point. God is your caretaker. He cares for you. You are God's responsibility. That is salvation. In salvation, God assumes responsibility. In legalism, man assumes responsibility. God is on duty. That is salvation. God is on duty. Not tired. Isaiah 62, verse 1. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's read together. Thank you. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? KJV. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness therefore go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying, I am not going to rest until I see you fully saved, until you are in my destination. Glory to God. Says the guarantor of his work. He's saying he's not going to rest until you are fully saved and secured, thereby making you walk in his imputed righteousness. I love the way Amplified proves this verse. He's saying, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until our imputed righteousness and vindication go forth as brightness, and our salvation radiates as a burning torch. Amen, amen. Say, God is at work. Why I'm at rest. Say, that's the salvation. That's salvation. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. God is at work. God is alone. We don't help him in salvation. We don't help him. We don't help him. That's why when you say God worked for, God worked, God is at, that's what I'm just telling you today. God worked for this. And how does he do it? Check the sun. Amen, amen. If you ask how God did it, check the sun. Check the sun. He never said, we are going to take away the sin of the world. I will take away the sin of the world. I'm called Jesus. I will bear their sins. Praise God. Hebrews 7. Come on, open. Almost closing. So I didn't know how people think it's a partial servant, temporary, imperfect, incomplete, dejected, senior soldier, which one? Hypertensive, Chinese, salvation. Oh, come on.
He gave us something better.
Hebrews 7. Rakim, please help us with the keyboard. Hebrews 7 verse 22. Let's read together. Come on, read this to your neighbor. Let's read to our neighbor. I know you know it. It's likely your neighbor doesn't know it. That verse. You face your neighbor. You read Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 22 so that he can know. One, two, go. Thank you. Yes? It was Jesus. Yes, keep reading. Glory. Yes, 25. Come on, want to go 25? Yes. Glory, glory, glory. The Amplified Bible says, therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost completely, perfectly, and finally for all time and eternity. Glory to God. Glory. Say salvation. Is God at work? I love that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is God at work. Now, let me just clarify something as we close. Some people say, but I am the one that believed. No, guy, don't get it wrong. Believing is not salvation. Believing is receiving. Just like this microphone in my hand, maybe perhaps you bought it, let's say, 10,000 naira. Now, you may buy this thing 10,000 naira. Let's even say you buy it, okay? Although you bought it 10,000, but the research that went into technology to make this thing a reality is actually far beyond 10K. That means if you now, don't forget, no, science was building upon what others have done, right? Some people discover the abacus, some people from abacus, they discover the semiconductors. After that, they discover the maybe big macro computers later until they start getting to these stages, electronics. So that means, although I can go to the market and get this today, but that is where all this system you still have, they call it legal information. What is the agreement? That's usually click. I agree, right? So times and condition. Now, although you are using this computer today, but hey, it's beyond you. Are you with me? Are you with me? So that means, although you say you are saved, but it's beyond you. All you did was to receive a finished work. So don't overemphasize your believing. Just like you are saying, just like no matter the money you have, sir, you cannot live on Mars right now. Are you with me? No matter your money, no matter your will, you cannot live on Mars because it has not been made possible. Praise God. So, therefore, you don't overemphasize what you did to receive as much as what was done to make it. So, the boast of salvation is in the Savior, not in your believing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe all you want. If he never came to save, we all be in hell. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This is why it is irreverence to be questioning the longevity of salvation. Irreverence. What you received at salvation is eternal. The package is called eternal life. Write this in your note. God has no temporary life to give. God gives life as he is alive. Amen, amen. If he is alive eternally, he gives eternal life. He gives everlasting life, everlasting vindication. That's God's plan. We don't question it. You don't say, hey, God, why have you made salvation like this? You may either choose to what? Accept or what? Or to reject. You don't say, You know, it is his product. And I didn't tell anybody to make this microphone like this. I saw it. I love it. I got it, right? Praise God. So if you don't like it, your issue. So also salvation. You don't question the makeup. Glory to God. Amen, amen. He that cometh to him shall never be cast out. Oh, Lambosa Ville Rosavate Govata. I love the way that Hebrews 10:14, the way Message Version puts it, says for a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. Glory to God. So perfect some very imperfect people. Oh, Marvosa, the job is already completed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that scripture actually, it meant exactly what he says. We are the product of his finished work. We are the result of his perfect sacrifice. We are the fruit of the labor and the travail of God. God labored, man entered into rest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is God that labored. If there's any labor for man, it's to believe. Ah, verse 6. But the true labor of salvation is in God. It says in God. Say the true labor of salvation is in God. So we are his handiwork. We are his workmanship. We are the new creation, superior to eternal death. We are the product of the travail of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are his products. Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm a new creation. Say, I'm a new creation. Say, I'm the complete result of the labor and travail of God. Say, his perfect sacrifice made me who I am today. Say, I am the reason he went to the cross. Say, it is because of me that God suffered and died as a man. Say, in hell, he took my place. Say, in life, I reign with him. Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Never get tired of your salvation. Somebody is asking, why are you always happy? Say, salvation. Say, I'm hearing. I'm done. Salvation. Hallelujah. Say, it's enough. Let me tell you the truth. Things will come, things will go. Moods will come, moods will go. Mood swings, but this never had a salvation swing. Let other swings be swinging. Hallelujah. But your salvation mood must not swing. Remain joyful about who the Father has made you in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, you have known Christ for the right reason. Hallelujah. You have known him for who he is, for why he came. And you're not far behind. You're not far behind at all. You are not unqualified to receive things he gives. He guides us. He leads us. We receive that. He heals our body. We also receive that. Amen. Praise God. He supplies our needs. We receive that too. But we know our power is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just be on your feet. Just singing the Holy Ghost.
Kalamaza bala bala mala masanta bala na. Precious Jesus, I thank you for. Lift up your hands and sing.
Sacrifice and victory. I remember all you've done for me. Oh my God, I worship you today. Oh, I worship you today. Sacrifice and victory. I remember all you've done for me, oh my God.
I worship you.
I worship you today.
Hey,
I worship you.